we are ready to kick it out to Ian, who is currently in Hudson. How's it going, Ian?
Well, it's going great, Andrew. It's Cave on Campus today here on 96.5 The Cave. I'm out here in Hudson. The broadcast this morning is being brought to you by Lenawee Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, bringing you this broadcast. Also, SMCSI here in Hudson, Leo's Pallets, and Bork's Body Shop, bringing you this broadcast today. Cave game of the week. Clinton traveling here to take on Hudson. A couple of 8-0 teams on the football field. But we're going to talk all sports here for a minute. I'm joined with the athletic director here at Hudson, Jeremy Beal. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming to Hudson today.
Thanks for letting me in. I know where I'm going now, so it's getting a little easier.
It gets easier when you've done it before.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're in the ending stages of the fall season. You know, regular season's pretty much done, except for, you know, the football team tonight. Can we talk about the four sports that you guys have had going on in the fall? Let's start with volleyball. I think I noticed maybe a volleyball player walk in. She looks familiar.
Yeah, we got a couple here in the cafeteria this morning. So if you're paying attention, to see Nyika Rath and Emerson Clark over there. A couple of good ones we got.
They love the shout-out, I can tell.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I think people are looking at him, even though it's a radio show.
Yeah, right.
No, our volleyball team's had a nice season. We're in the middle of the pack in the LCAA. We've been very competitive, very excited about wrapping up our season. We host our Hudson Booster on Saturday, tomorrow, and then start districts in a week. So excited about where we're at there. Girls are playing well and working hard and, you know, have made a lot of progress. So just kind of excited about where that group's at.
Hudson Booster game tomorrow. Do you have a time for that?
Starts at 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Okay, yep. All right.
Be a short turnaround for a lot of our kids, you know?
Sure, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, let's roll down the list here. We have golf that I know already had their state.
Yep, yeah, so golf's wrapped up for us. Small group of girls, worked hard, good kids, you know, had a nice season.
Okay, cross country. I think you're going to say probably the same thing. You know, well, smaller group or a bigger group?
Two really good groups. Our boys are in contention to win the league. Our girls are working hard, battling. We have the LCAA finals here tomorrow morning. It starts at 9 o'clock, so all the league schools coming in. And then we're actually hosting the middle school regionals tomorrow right after that. So it'll be a madhouse here on campus tomorrow. You should have come tomorrow and you could have kind of got the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess it'd be a sleeping in if I got here at 8 o'clock
instead of 7. Would, yes.
Yeah. So when you have your home races for cross country, where do they run?
Oh, they run right out, like right south of where, or right east of where we're at here. Our course is right on where we practice football, right over the corner of the gym.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I know some teams will race at a golf course or
we're very fortunate to be on campus. We've got a really nice course. Our cross country community does a great job with it. Shout out to Roger Clark and his crew who work endlessly on it when we have this type of stuff. But yeah, we've got a great course and we're fortunate to be able to host stuff, and there'll be a lot of people here tomorrow for it.
Is that also an 8 a.m. start?
So cross country will start at 9 o'clock, the high school races, and then the middle school regional start at 10:30.
Busy day in Hudson.
Yeah,
so traffic's going to be an issue.
It'll be busy on Maple Grove tomorrow, for sure.
Yeah, well, great. So we got volleyball, golf, cross country, and the one we're focusing on tonight is the football team and Coach Rogers and company just having that thing rolling. What's that been like from the 10,000 feet up view from the AD side?
Well, we're happy with where we're at as far as, you know, the staff we have in place and the kids we have and the community support. And, you know, it's been a great group and had a great two-year run and just excited about where we're at and, you know, where the rest of the season's heading.
So we're going to – I think we should talk about numbers overall. You know, Hudson moving from Division 8 to Division 7 in athletics and football notably. How have the numbers been like this year, maybe compared to last year when we talked?
About the same. It wasn't a drastic change for us. I mean, it was like a 10 or 15 student enrollment boost. I want to say 10. I'd have to go back and look at it. But it was just enough to bump us from 8 to 7. We went from a real big 8 to a real small 7. So as far as what we're seeing from a participation standpoint, not dramatically different than it was last year. Roughly the same, you know, across the board in all sports.
What you touched on community support, and I think that's really important. I mean, I was here a few weeks ago for the volleyball match when Keely got her 1,000 club.
Yo.
And
that was a big night.
Yeah, it was a big night.
You know, great environment in the gym. I mean, you know, it's a lot going on. Good things.
It's the community support. It's, you know, people showing up. I think people being there almost means more than anything else. You know, if you're on the field or on the court and you look, there's a lot of people in the stands. That would feel good.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we think we've kind of got right now, the culture in our athletic department, where, you know, programs support programs, and if we have a volleyball game, all the football players are there. If we have a football game, all of the volleyball players and cross-country kids are there. And, you know, when we have cross-country meets, everyone shows up and pays attention. And, you know, the kids support each other and the parents support each other, and we're pretty fortunate in that regard.
So we, you know, in the closing stages here of the fall season, looking ahead to winter, you know, a lot of collegiate winter sports are starting up. When does the winter season kind of start for high school?
For high school, middle of November, everything gets kicked off. So the dates have all changed from what they were because of the, you know, some of the switches in basketball. But middle of November, depending on girls or boys, wrestling or cheer. So, you know, we'll have 3-4 weeks from right now when everything will be going for the winter.
So a bit of a off time kind of for student athletes, depending how far you go.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what kind of run football makes for us, and, you know, just depending on, you know, their preseason stuff. It won't be a ton of off time, but a lot of them will get to the end of the day a few days and wonder what they're going to do at 3 o'clock. You know, it's been lined up for them for a while.
Yeah, it has. Can we talk to the youth sports side of things? I think that's something that we've touched on here on the Cave just as a station, is the importance of youth programs, because eventually those kids will be hopefully varsity athletes, and it just the importance of giving kids the option to do things that, you know, maybe they want to do or didn't know they wanted to do, but then they get to do that. You know, can you talk to, you know, from the higher up as you are to the youth level of sports here?
Well, it's been something that's really grown even since I've been an AD. You know, we're wrapping all that stuff up as well. Our youth football wrapped up, so our middle school season's ended on Wednesday, and our youth football season's ended Saturday. But most of our high school sports have youth stuff that's running all the way down right now, youth running clubs. We've got a youth cheer group that's going on Saturday. You know, we've got little girls volleyball going almost all the time now. So, just a lot happening. You know, I remember being a kid and, like, nothing really happened until, you know, Little League Baseball, and then you got to seventh grade and you start doing stuff. And
sure.
Now it's like, man, you know, you're in first grade and you're doing something. You know, like, you have any option available to you. So, you know, and then it just carries through middle school. So it's busy, but it's good.
Yeah, I think it's important just to, you know, if nothing else, keep kids active just in life, just to be doing something, be out of the house, running around. There's so many benefits to just being active and doing something.
Well, and I think with all the small screen issues and all the video game options now, you know, like I say with my own kids, I mean, you saw them when they came in, like, I'd much rather have opportunities for them to be chasing a ball or just be running around than, you know, to be making choices to do something on a small screen. So, you know, thankful that those opportunities exist, because kids make a lot of different choices than 20, 25 years ago when I was a kid, you know, and you're like, hey, you're going to read or you're going to go outside and play? Well, they've got other options that maybe aren't always for the best.
Yeah, yeah. I get that completely. Talking with the AD here at Hudson, Jeremy Beal. We're going to talk to a couple of captains for the football team, or all the captains, I should say, in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll talk to Coach Rogers at about 7:45-ish this morning. You know, I think it's important that we highlight those other sports, but we're really here for football tonight, and you talked about what Coach Rogers has been doing. You know, just the perspective of winning. Like, I know all the things that go into it, but I mean, this team's getting it done, you know, building that culture. You know, people walk through the halls of Hudson and they hear Hudson and they think the streak.
Right.
You know, that's a long ways away. You know, they're getting the win total up there, but, you know, it has been a pretty special 2 years, and they're just trying to keep it rolling, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's one game at a time. You know, you focus on what's coming up that week ahead of you, and, you know, just focus on what it takes to be successful there, and you do that enough times, and you've got something going. And I think that's what our football program has been able to do here for a year and a half now. And again, hopefully we can keep that mentality and just keep grinding.
It's just, it's got to be so tough and in some ways incredibly lucky to even, you know, there's a, obviously there will not be three undefeated teams in the county because two of them play each other tonight. But just to get to 9-0 in a regular season in any given year, wow, that's a special year. But a chance to do it twice in a row, you have to be both lucky and good, I think.
Well, you certainly got to get some breaks, and you've got to have some things go your way, you know. So a lot of things got to line up like that. To have an opportunity to have a game like tonight where you've got two 8-0 teams coming in to decide a league title, I'm not sure that's ever happened. You know, Bill Mullally, our kind of local football historian, has said he's not aware of it ever happening. So we're excited about the environment tonight, excited about the chance to have this opportunity, and, man, expecting, you know, a great game and a great turnout, and, you know, just thankful that, you know, the work that our kids have done have allowed us to be in a situation where we got a great team coming in Clinton, and, you know, hopefully just going to have a great night that both communities can enjoy and embrace and have fun with.
And if they can't get here, they can catch the game on the Cave tonight. Pre-game 6:45, game time 7. I'm going to ask you a strategic question. Where can people park? I think that's going to be a problem tonight.
You know, on the south side of the field, like where the visitors park, there should be plenty of parking down there. Everything's pretty dry. So we should have plenty of places to park down there. And then people figure it out on the north side of the field where most of the home, you know, home crowd parks. So my advice is not on 127, although it's happened before. So,
okay.
You know, don't park on 127, but anywhere else is pretty much fair game.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking about the field. It looks pretty dry. You practiced on it yesterday.
Yeah, we had a little pregame on it yesterday, and it was pretty good. So, you know, it should be in pretty good shape tonight, as should our parking situation. And like you said earlier, it should be a beautiful night for fans to come out and just kind of enjoy.
Yeah, my goodness. All right, we've been talking to the AD here at Hudson, Jeremy Beal, Cave on Campus today. Thank you for talking to me, and thanks for setting up these interviews I have coming up.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming out to Hudson. We appreciate having you.
Well, no problem. And again, we are Cave on Campus today, being brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, and they include SMCSI, Leo's Pallets, Bork's Body Shop, also Lunaway Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, all bringing you this Cave on Campus today. From Hudson High School, I'm Ian Wendt.